This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Immigration was a key issue during the Texas Democratic Party convention in Fort Worth this past weekend. Democrats say they're concerned about what's happening at the U.S.-Mexico border, and delegates were especially upset about a Trump administration policy that was separating families at the border. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Democrats don't have a clear plan for what they think immigration laws should look like.
Ibelto Hinojosa, the chair of the Texas Democratic Party, had a warning for party members during his speech to the convention. He said even though the family separation policy has been halted, the issue is not over. He said detaining families at the border indefinitely, even if they are together, is still a problem.
Thousands of children have been split from their families. Now a family separation crisis will be a family detention crisis. History will judge them.
But Hinojosa warned history is watching them too and said it's up to the party to do something.
Our children and our grandchildren will judge all of us. What did Texas do when children were being ripped away from their families at our border? What did Texas Democrats do to fight back?
That question, though, is tricky because party members don't have a unified answer on what they should do to fight back or what an alternative plan for immigration should look like. The party's platform has a fairly long list of priorities on immigration, like the DREAM Act, shutting down detention centers, and denouncing xenophobia. But when I talk to convention delegates about this, the path forward doesn't seem so clear. The only thing Democrats are on the same page about is that immigration is a leading issue for them.
Well, of course, the main issue for me is the thing about the immigrants related to the separating the children from their parents.
That's Jesus Trinidad from Seguin. He's been watching what was happening at the border in recent weeks in horror. Like all the Democrats I talked to, Trinidad has a lot of sympathy for immigrants fleeing violence in their countries.
You know, we're a country of immigrants, okay? So I believe that we should welcome immigrants as opposed to, putting them in jail.
But he didn't have any concrete policies in mind. I asked Sana Shahid, who lives in Houston, what she thinks Democrats should be pushing as an alternative.
Well, how should our immigration laws look?
So that's a tough question because I'm not a legislator.
Shahid says the issue is complicated. For example, on the issue of prosecuting people who enter the U.S. without documentation, she has two views on this.
They should be given due process because, yes, they're coming to our borders and they're seeking asylum. But that's, and even if they do cross in, that's a civil offense. We shouldn't be prosecuting them criminally. Like the punishment doesn't match the crime.
And that's something I heard a lot, too. Democrats like Linda Foley are simultaneously concerned that immigrants are being criminally prosecuted while also frustrated with how badly staffed those courts are.
Supporting the infrastructure is definitely, in the legal system, is definitely one step that would help clear up the backlog of handling a lot of these situations.
And then there are folks like Eve Fox, who lives in the Fort Worth area. She said diplomacy is the answer here.
Our governments need to be spending resources to work with these other countries' governments. We need to have a stronger relationship with Mexico, not try to push them away and create animosities.
Fox also said the government should focus on prosecuting people who employ undocumented workers instead of just going after the workers. But many Democrats admit they don't see a clear solution. Democratic lawmakers like State Senator Jose Rodriguez of El Paso repeated how important it is that Texas in particular leads on this issue.
Today, as a Democratic Party, we are called upon to reaffirm our best American values. It is time to recommit ourselves to this ideal that all immigrants are welcome and should not be treated like criminals, regardless of how they got here.
But turning that ideal into policy is the hard part. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.